here, and glad that we've got so much interest and so many kids and the media here to support today's event. I'm ready to start the questions. Absolutely, I am ready. And this answer for Valentine. My first day in space was in September of 2000 aboard a space shuttle mission. And second day in space, my second trip to space was as a child, when I watched the Apollo mission shortly before my 8th birthday, that is what got me interested in space and got me interested in astronomy. But I did not at that age, not until I was already an adult, actually think about becoming an astronaut. To me, it didn't seem something possible. And I think that's an important lesson for kids today, is to dream big and to see those dreams to fruition, if at all possible. And for me, it wasn't until I was already a pilot in the Coast Guard and a colleague of mine became, was selected for the astronaut program that I think about doing this. Over. I have never seen it be an issue with cultural differences between astronauts on board space station, nor during our training. Everybody that does this does it because of a real love for space flight, a love for exploration, and the cultural differences, in our opinion, I think, are such a minor part. We are all humans, we're all human space explorers, and we love doing this. Over. And Lucas, one of the experiments that we did just yesterday, not official by any means, but you can, through conservation of angular momentum, you can change the attitude, the orientation that you are in relative to inertial space, relative to the surrounding structure and space station. For example, if I just float in the volume, open volume of space station, and if I pedal my legs like I would if I were on a bicycle, if I pedal those legs forward, my body will go backwards. If I pedal my legs backwards, my body will go forward. I can do the same thing in yaw with my legs rotating counterclockwise beneath me, and my upper body will turn clockwise. You can do it with your arms or your legs. It looks very funny, but it has perhaps interesting implications for how we might control attitude in the open volume of space. Over. In my opinion, we don't have enough time to observe the stars on board space station. Our days are very busy. At the end of the day is when we'll have a chance to do that. We have wonderful cameras with wonderful long lenses on the order of 1,600 millimeters. And our cameras allow us to take relatively fast exposures, even of deep space. So we've taken pictures of comets, of stars, and all kinds of other things. Myself, I'm an amateur astronomer. I have telescopes that I use to spot planet Earth. I've never actually imaged the space station. I've not tried to do that, but I've imaged stars and galaxies and nebula before. Over. Camille, Yes, I have. And this was a couple of years ago on STS-115. I did one of the spacewalks to help build the International Space Station electrical power system to put some of the large solar arrays that we have on the U.S. segment of space station. And as much fun as spaceflight is relative to life on Earth, a spacewalk is that much more fun than even working aboard space station. To see the Earth independent of anything around you, to see the Earth through a very thin polycarbonate lens of the spacesuit visors is just breathtaking, spectacular. Over. Our water recovery system greatly reduces our need to resupply water from the ground. That is important. If we want to go to Mars, if we want to go to the moon and stay there, we have to be able to use almost everything that we have. And we have not yet got, that I know of, preliminary results from the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer. It has already discovered and captured millions, I believe, at this point, of both matter and antimatter particles. So that data is still being analyzed on the ground, and it will be. This is a long-term experiment to actually find the things, the information out that we want about dark matter and dark matter. Exciting experiments that has a tremendous amount of potential for life on Earth is the experiment that we're doing in a combustion integrated rack. This rack allows us to suspend small droplets of various different fuels in all different kinds of environments and very precisely study in a controlled fashion, absent gravity, absent the gravity-induced convection, exactly how the fuel is combusted. And through doing that, we can improve the fuel efficiency of cars on Earth and power generation plants. We can also improve flight safety for a space environment, design better fuel systems and better fire suppression systems for spacecraft and future spacecraft. Over. Program like this is critical for the future of humanity. Over.